Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in the lucky dip today comes from Jen, who says, my biggest challenge is dressing up my relaxed style enough that I feel put together appropriately for church, dinners out, social functions, etc. So when we're thinking about how we can dress up an outfit, and I've talked a little bit about this before, think about, we want it to be feel comfortable, so it's who you are. So if you have a more relaxed style, think about your style a bit like a sandwich. So if we think about a relaxed style, it might just be a cheese sandwich or maybe a cheese and ham sandwich. Not a lot in there, maybe cheese and lettuce, but it's not too fancy. We've got the bread, which is very relaxed, and then we've got a little bit of filling, which makes it a little bit interesting, but not hugely interesting. So what we want to think about is if you've got a more relaxed style, it's making it a fancier sandwich rather than turning it into a gourmet dish. And that's working out what would work to dress your style up a little bit more. So it's like thinking about the flavors. Like, you know, we have sweet, we have sour, we have savory, we have, you know, salty, we have bitter, you know, we have, you know, textural. There's all sorts of different things you can add. So, you know, do we want crispy and crunchy in our sandwich, or do we want soft and gooey? So all those things can impact on what we are deciding on to, you know, to put in our filling. So if you think about, like, I've got just a cheese and ham sandwich, maybe adding some pickle, which has a little zestiness to it. It's got a little sour, it's got that vinegar in it. That's just going to add that little bit more interest to it. Or do we want to add some beetroot that makes it more earthy? Like, if we're thinking about an outfit, it's the same sort of thing. So how can you add different flavors to it that still are, you know, they go together, but they're making it more interesting? So is it an accessory or two? So maybe it's adding, you know, like today I've got a little whippet pin, I've got a popcorn. I've got, you know, some little earrings. I've got a ring. Just, you know, my glasses, my hair's done. You know, it could be those sorts of things. Some little elements of style too. Otherwise, I'm wearing a pair of jeans. I've got a jacket on. So that could add something more interesting. It's more dressed up than if I was wearing a cardigan or something softer. So thinking about style is a bit the same way as if we think about, say, you know, a jacket is more naturally formal, it's a bit more raised up, versus a cardigan or knit is further down on the relaxed scale. So it's like, if I just want to, you know, dress up my jeans, putting a jacket on automatically makes it a little bit more formal, a little bit more dressy, so more appropriate for some of those situations. So it's thinking about different elements of style and thinking about, well, how do I add a right flavor in? What flavor do I want to add in? Do I want it more sweet, more salty, more sour, more vinegary? Like, and then, you know, just like you would with food, then how do I do that in my clothing? Because we can think about it in the same way. It actually makes complete sense if you think about it in so many ways. That if I want something to be more edgy, so you could look at bitter is more edgy, say, or spicy is more exciting. So how do I, like, what do I think of in clothing terms to be more edgy or more spicy if I want to add those elements to my style? So I'd say it's looking at what you've got, making sure they fit well so they're not sloppy, and then going, well, how do I add that little bit more formality in? So when we're thinking about formal clothes, they are, you know, more structured, more kind of more classic in their style. That's going to add a bit more kind of dressed upness. Or dramatic clothes, which are more kind of bold and dynamic, and maybe it's a bit more color, maybe also it's a bit more structure, maybe it's a few more angles in your clothing. All these things, when we think about them, can be used to create an outfit that works for you for the different occasions in your life, where sometimes, you know, we can dress it down. Maybe when we go out, we just add a scarf, or we add a jacket, or we add something that just gives it that little bit more formality, like we make our sandwich more interesting with some beetroot or some pickles, or, you know, something else, depending on your personal taste. Because of course, we've got to be doing this with your personal taste rather than adding something that is not you. Hopefully that gives you a little something to think about as far as your outfits go. Next question comes from Christine. My biggest challenge would be the change in my body and getting older. I haven't figured out how to dress my 30 pounds heavier menopausal body. I hate clothes shopping, and when I do buy something, once I get home, I usually hate it. I used to wear tight, cute, flirty clothes. Now I'm baggy jeans and loose t-shirts. This can be really hard when our body changes so much and what we used to wear does not work anymore. And plus, what we see in the mirror is not who we are mentally inside our heads. It can be really hard and really disheartening. And you are not alone, Christine. There are many women who, you know, write to me with very similar sorts of questions. So, I mean, one of the things is to know what works for your body today. So accepting your new body rather than, you know, kind of buying clothes for your old body, that even if they're in larger sizes, they may not suit the shape. So knowing that that shape has changed, and therefore understanding, getting the style education to understand what suits the body you have today. So, of course, I've got my body shape calculator, and you can go in and get your body shape Bible for the new version of you. And then it's starting to apply those principles to when you're looking for clothes rather than just going big bag t-shirts and jeans. Like, that's not making you feel good. So we need to steer away from them and go, well, what does work? How do I flatter this new body? How do I bring out its best? So then it's thinking about, you know, like the more you know with your style. So what's your personality? What kind of patterns do you like? What kinds of prints? What kind of clothes? What kind of colors? All those things really matter as well to understanding how to put together the new style. Because I think, you know, either you buy for the old body and that really doesn't work for the new body and you get home and you're disappointed, or you just end up in the big and baggy because you just don't know where to start. So I'd say the first thing is get your new guidelines for the body you have now. Start experimenting with what you think works better than, you know, like, you know, what works and what doesn't. This is where outfit photos are so useful to take. So start experimenting and seeing, because when we can get an outfit photo, we get a more objective look, and it really makes it easier for us to then actually figure out what's working versus what's not working. It's different from how we see ourselves in the mirror. So I would recommend some outfit photos, but do some experimentation, try some different, you know, like different ways of putting things together, try some new guidelines, see how they work, see which work best for you. Because remember, body shape guidelines are still very general and you are a unique individual. So you always have to layer, you know, your uniqueness over the top of these. It's the lens with which we look at them through. Some will work, some won't work. And then it's finding those clothes. I think that, you know, when we have some expectation that we're going to buy the miracle garment that's going to make everything, you know, be amazing and make us look, you know, 30 pounds slimmer, A, we're a little bit deluded, but B, it's very unlikely that that's going to happen. So sometimes it's managing those expectations when we go shopping and expecting that nothing's going to be great. I think one of the biggest expectations we have is that we can go shopping and we'll always be able to find things and that everything will be fabulous and everything's made to fit us. It's not. If we can understand that clothing manufacturers are not making clothes to make us look good, I know that's a bit of a shocking thought, but they're not. So having an expectation that when you go out shopping, you should be finding things is also in some ways a little bit deluded. Think of shopping as more like a, when we're shopping for clothes, don't have any expectations. Lower your expectations way down and you'll actually have a better time of it. If you go out expecting to find nothing, then when you do find something, you are less disappointed. And you might even be slightly delighted versus if you go expecting to find a whole lot of stuff and you find nothing, you're just going to be disappointed and it's going to be depressing. So I always think that, I always think it's magical if I find something, but most of the time I don't expect to find anything. And that's because I know they're not making clothes to fit me, my shape, my colouring, all those sorts of things. So if that just happens to be out there, that's great. Also too, is they're trying to fit as many bodies into the clothes. So often they make big armholes and things like that, so we can just all get it over our body. doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be flattering. Plus, we have to expect to have alterations because they are not making for your specific shape. So it is also knowing that, you know, especially the more outside the, you know, standard, whatever is the body they have cut those patterns from. So the more you are, you know, different from that, more you are different sizes, different heights, different proportions, different body shapes, the less well it's going to fit. So that is, you know, something to be aware of as well. So I do think that, you know, figuring out what you are today, learning what suits that shape today is trying some things out, you know, trying a column of color. That's a really great way to often feel like you look slimmer than you are. It's one of my favorite ways. And so many people have told me that it's such a great tool. That alone can make a difference. Understanding where to end your hems so you're not putting them on wider points, where to put your horizontals, where to put your verticals, and where to put your detail. These little things can make a huge difference and the kind of silhouette that really works for you. So go ahead, grab those bits, get that little bit more of an education, and then start experimenting. But also understand that, yeah, shops are not making new clothes in, you know, for you personally, and so don't necessarily expect to find anything. And of course, clothing, you know, fashion's changed so fast. Just because there's nothing out in the stores for you this week doesn't mean there's not something next week. And that's always something I was going, just because there's nothing now doesn't mean there'll always be nothing. It's better to be empowered and say no than buy something and be disappointed and be unhappy when you go home. Eve has got a question. How can I tell if I've changed from an O body shape from an H body shape? So this would be where I would experiment with both of the H body shape recommendations and the O body shape recommendations. Take photographs and decide which looks better. So really, in the end, I find with body shapes, the decision about which shape you are actually comes down to which of the recommendations work better for you. Do the H recommendations still work better for you, or do you find that the O recommendations work better for you? Because that really is, in the end, what decides whether you're, you know, one or the other. Generally, I find once your tummy has kind of got rounder, particularly past your bust or out as far as your bust or past your bust, generally you've gone to an O. If your bust is still out further than your stomach, then you probably might still be an H, but it can depend. So I would try both those recommendations and see what works. So thanks for your questions. So do head over and grab your body shape Bibles if you're wondering about your body shape and what your guidelines are. And of course, if you'd like my professional opinion on your body shape and all those sorts of things and coloring, that's all part of my 7 Steps to Style programming as well. So you can get some more personalized advice to help you get the right style education and really get to understand what are the clothes and the shapes and the styles that are really going to work for you. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.